Sagt der Mishnah weiter, mit sagt des Halles Perik Yud Gimel Mishnah Elu Mematin as a Tefach. Following things, if you put them into a Tefach by a Tefach, put them into the opening, it's going to be Mamayat. The Shear will say, ah, you put something in there. We no longer have a full Tefach by Tefach. Tumah will not go through from one side to the other. So in other words, I'm starting with a, let's say, a hole or a window over here that does have a Pesach Tefach. And I put one of the things that the Mishnah is going to list in over here, and that's going to reduce the space. There's no longer going to be a tefach by a tefach, and these things will be considered a chatzitza, because not everything could be used to block the tumah. And what the Mishnah is going to tell us now is going to be a very interesting chiddush. Generally speaking, something that is tameh cannot block tumah. But, says the Mishnah, let's say I have here a tefach by a tefach opening, and there's a pachas mekazayas basar there, less than a kazayas of the psar hames, that's in this opening, which makes it less than a tefach. So even though this is psar hames, but it's less than a kazayas. A kazayas of a mace, of basar hames, is metamba b'maga, someone touches it b'masa, or if he carries it without touching it, or if he's under the same oil. Less than a kazayas is not metamba at all, not even if you touch it. Zuck the Mishnah. We have to touch the words carefully here. Listen. Pachas me kazayas basar, less than the kazayas of basar that was put into this window. And now you don't have a tefach by a tefach. Memayit al yidei roi v'atzomis. Let's say I walk into this house. And laying there in one of the rooms is a roi v'kav, a quarter kav of bones from a person that passed away. In the other house there are kelim. There is a hole here in the wall. Now, the hole be'etzim is a tefach, but laying in this hole is basar hames, but less than a kazayas. That's actually going to stop the tumah from coming through. It's going to stop the tumah from this roiva kav atzamais from coming through from one room to the other room. Well, what if the source of tumah is not a roiva kav atzamais, a quarter kav of bones? What if the source of tumah here, there's on the floor a kazayas of a mace, and I have my less than a kazayas in the window? Will that block the tumah? And the answer is absolutely not, because that less than a kazayas in the window is going to connect with the kazayas on the floor. It'll all become one piece of tumah. The basar on the floor will connect with the basar in the window. So if the source of the tumah is bones, and you can have less than a kazayas of basar. Now that's the irony. You have basar hames over here, but because it's less than a kazayas, and because the type of tumah we're talking about is atzamais, it's going to block it. So again, let's see the words of the Mishnah inside. Elu mematin as a tefach. This is going to make the shear of tefach smaller, so the tumah doesn't pass through. And the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. You can even have a pachas mekazayas basar, as long as it's less than a kazayas of basar hames, memayit. That's going to make the shear of tefach smaller. Al yidei roi v'atzomis. If the source of tumah is a quarter kav of bones, the tumah won't go from one room to the other, because you have this less than the kazayas of a mace that's blocking the tumah. Or the other way around. Just like the shear for basar is a kazayas, the shear for bones is a bone the size of a se'ira, the size of a barley. So if you have in this window, there's a tefach by a tefach. Upachais me etzem kisa'ira, a bone where I have over here less than a sa'ira of this bone. Memayit, that'll take away the shear of a tefach and block the tumah al yidei kazayas basar. If the problem of tumah here, if the source of tumah is a kazayas of basar, so upachais me etzem kisa'ira won't block the tumah if the source of tumah is bones. It'll just be mitzaref. It'll connect to those bones and form one big tumah. But just like the less than kazayas could block the tumah of the bones, the less than the shear of a sa'ira of a bone will block the tumah of basar from passing from one to the other. The list continues. Pachas mekazayas min ames, we just saw that less than a kazayas of a mace could block the tumah, could make the shear less than a tefach by a tefach. Well, we learned that already. So the Mishnah is repeating over here, says the Brat Tanura, to tell me another chiddush, that just like less than the basar of kazayas mace will block the tumah of the bones, less than a basar of kazayas of mace would also block other tumas mace, like a revius of blood of a mace. As long as it's not other basar, any other part of the mace, the less than a kazayas of basar will block. That tumah, if it's in the window and reduces the size of the window less than a tefach. As long as it's not basar, and as long as it doesn't have a kazayas, it'll block it. It'll make the window less than a tefach. Next, says the Mishnah, pachas mekazayas min anavela. Let's say you have less than a kazayas from a nevela. A nevela is an animal that died without shechita. Weiter pachas mekadashim min hasheretz. Less than the size of a lentil of one of the Shemana Shratzim that died. As we have seen many times here in Mishnayos Taharos, there are eight kinds of Shratzim. And when they die, they are Metama. It has to be at least the size of an Adasha. So if it's less than the size of an Adasha, it'll be effective to minimize the Tefach by a Tefach, and therefore block the Tumah. The shear of an Avela, of a Behem or a Chaya, to be Metame, is a kazayis. The shear of an avela of a sheretz, to be metame, is an adasha. So as long as it's less than that shear, it'll serve as a tumah blocker. It'll bring down the tefach. Vayter says the Mishnah, pachas mekabeya achala, piece of food that's less than the size of a beya, less than the size of an egg. Food that is less than the size of an egg cannot be metame others, and midin taira, it itself doesn't become tummy. Therefore, it too could block the tum of the window. Vayter says the Mishnah, tfuah shebechalayim, tfuah in the window. Here's an interesting case. We're talking about tfuah that's still connected to the ground. It's growing outside of the house, but the branches spread into the airspace of the window. This is going to bring down the tefach. It's more than a kebeya. And the answer is, but it's connected to the ground. Anything that's connected to the ground is not mekabel tumah. Taisus Yamtas is an interesting thing. If this was mamish growing in the wall, which could be, he would take it, because that hurts the wall. We know he's not going to leave it there, so it's not a tumah blocker. But if it's growing in the ground outside of the house, and it branched into this window, if anything, it's like very nice. You know, why shouldn't he leave it there? That's not mekabel tumah, so it blocks the tumah. Vayter zok the Mishnah, the list of things continue that could taka make the shear less than a tefach by a tefach. V'chochai. Chachai is a spider web. In Hilchas Shabbos, it says you're supposed to remove the spider webs before Shabbos, as a covet for Shabbos, in case you have spider webs in the corners of your house, or you're in a bunk. That's where I remember the word from. So the chachai is a spider web. Sheyesh b'mamish. Now, not all spider webs are the same. There are many, many different kinds of spiders. Some are very thin and they don't last. But some are thick. And they're mamish like a woven piece of cloth. Those are the kochai sheyesh ve'em mamish. And those are the kinds you would need to say that it takes the shear of a tefach down, that it's less than a tefach. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, v'nivlas ha'oif ha'tohar shaloi chishav aleh. Alright, we're going to learn about this in Masechtas Taharis, be'ezras Hashem Yisbaruch, Neim Shel Gevim Gezunt and Koyach, we should get there. But let me tell you really quickly, what is the din with a nevelas oif tar, a tardika bird that died without shechita? What do you mean? You tell me. An animal that dies without shechita is tame. An animal like a chaya or a behema. By birds, there are different dinim. Believe it or not, if you would have an eagle that died, or a hawk that died, these are birds that are not kosher, any other non-kosher bird, they wouldn't be tame at all. But a chicken that died without shechita would be metama bebeis habliya. Metama bebeis habliya means as you're swallowing it, if you swallow a kazayis of it, you would become tummy. But it won't become tummy by touching it or carrying it, unless it is in a place where obviously not yidden, because a yid wouldn't be allowed to eat anything without shechita, but the people of the place do eat the nevela of birds. So then it has a din of oichel. And it's mekabel tumah for a totally different reason. Not for tumas nevela, but it's mekabel tumah, like any food would be mekabel tumah. But in order to say that a bird is mekabel tumah because it's food, it has to be a place where people consider this food. So what's our Mishnah teaching us? We have here a nevelas oiftar. Let's say a chicken. The chicken is no longer alive. It was not shechted, and no one thought about eating it. Then that chicken is effective to be a chatzitza before the tumah, and to bring down the shear of the window. Why? So here's the lumdus. This is Geshmak. Listen, Rabbi say.
Memanavshach. Memanavshach means one way or another.
What is this chicken that died without shechita? You want to say tumas nevela? That's only if you swallow it. Laying here in the window, it's not tummy. You want to say tumas oichlin? No one considers it a food. So once again, v'nivlas ha'oifa Torah, the nevela, v'torah deka'oif, a chicken or any other Torah deka'oif. Shaloich yeshevaleo. It's not a place where people think about this to use it as food. Memela, it's not makabel tumah, and it is an effective tumah blocker in the window. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, next case, v'nivlas oif ha'tamei shechish yevaleo v'loi hechshira. The nevela of a tumah deka bird. So we said before, there's no tumas nevela at all. But again, if someone is thinking about eating it, it gets tumas oichlin. Not also nevela, but also the regular din for food. But in order for it to be roi lekabel tuma, it's going to need a machshava that a person considers to eat this. Again, it's not kosher, but there are people here that are going to eat it. It also needs hechsher. Hechsher means it has to be touched by one of the shiva mashkin. We've seen that many times. Food would not become tame unless, after it's detached from the ground, with the bird, there's no being detached from the ground, but any food. If it grows from the ground, it would first have to be detached from the ground, and it would only be roi to be makabel tumah. It'll only be makabel tumah if it was touched by one of the shiva mashkin. Remember what they are? Remember the simin? Yad, shachat, dam. Yayin, devash, shemen, cholov, tal. And the dam stands for, the dalet is dam, and the mem is mayim. So the nevela saif tamei, if he thought to use it for food, or someone thought to use it for food, I can't say he, because it's not kosher. But v'loi hechshira, it didn't become wet with one of the shivas mashkin, so it's not going to be food that's mekabel tumah. Or hechshira, or even if it did become wet with one of the shiva mashkin, but v'loi chishavaleh, no one's thinking to eat this. So either way, it won't become tameh, and memela will serve as something that could block the tumah. Let me ask you something. When you were talking to me about the nevelas oif tohar, so you gave me only one rule, shaloi chishev aleh. How come over there you didn't talk about whether it's huchshu lekabel tumah or not, whether it got wet with one of the shiva mashkin? And the answer is like this. It's true, generally speaking, food does not become tummy. It's not roi to be makabel tumah, unless it was huchshuru, at least once with one of the shiva mashkin. But for reasons we'll actually explain in the next Mishnah, nevelas oif tohar does not have to become wet with one of the shiva mashkin. Therefore, by nevelas oif tohar, the Mishnah doesn't talk about whether it was huchshuru lekabel tumah or not. The Mishnah just says one thing. If no one considered this food, there is no tumah, and therefore it's going to block the window. Okay, let's chazer over our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we learned different things, that if you put them in the window, it's going to bring down the shear of a tefach by a tefach. First, we said, even basar hames, if it's less than a kazayis, if you put it in the window, it'll be effective to block the tumah if the source of tumah is a roiva kavat samis, is a quarter kav of bones. Because the basar doesn't connect with the bones in terms of hilchas tumah, and it's less than a kazayis. So there's no tumah on it. Or at least, as far as we're concerned here, there's no tumah right now. Not enough tumah to be matam. But if you have a kazayis of basar laying on the floor, and then you're going to have less than a kazayis of basar in the window, that's not going to help because the two are going to connect. Same is true the other way around. You have a bone less than a sa'ira, it'll be effective to bring down the tefach by a tefach if it's laying in the window, provided that the source of tumah is besar hames, because the bone won't connect with the besar hames. But if the source of tumah is other bones, this bone just connects with those bones, and you don't have less than a shear. Then the Mishnah repeated that a pachas mekazayis min hames could block the tumah if it brings down the shear less than a tefach, and we explained that comes to teach us that as long as the other tumah is not basar, it's going to work. Even if the other tumah is, let's say, a revius of a dam hames, or the dust of a mace, and you have here a pachas mekazayis basar, that's enough to block the tumah. As long as it's not basar hames in the room. Then we said less than a kazayis of an avela
less than a dasha, dasha is a shear of a lentil of a dead sheretz, less than the size of a kebeya of food, or tfuah that's still connected in the ground, but branched out and somehow worked its way into this window, that's not mekabel tuma, so it blocks the tuma. And the last two items in the Mishnah, we spoke about the nevela of an oif. So first, the nevela of a tardika oif, let's say a chicken that died without shechita. As long as you didn't think of eating it, meaning to say you can't eat it because it died without shechita, but other people, let's say they're not eating, didn't think of eating it, or they don't eat it in that place. We'll see more about this in Masechtas Taharis, what's called chishav alav. So it blocks the tumah, because the din with a nevela's oif tar is, it'll only be metama a person when he swallows it. Not if it's laying in a window. Not if you touch it or carry it. As far as an nevelas oif hatoneh is concerned, a non-kosher bird that died without shechita, so even if he did think of it as food, or someone thought of it as food, but if it wasn't huchshru lekabeltum, it wasn't touched with one of the shiva mashkin, it won't become tummy, and therefore it effectively blocks the tumah. Or even if it was touched with one of the shiva mashkin, but no one thought of it to use it for food. And as we explained, when it comes to nevelas oif tar, it's not necessary for it to be touched by one of the shiva mashkin, so that we just say one thing. Did anyone think of using this for food or not? Tumas nevela you don't have. Shaila is if it's food. It's food only if it was chishav alev, someone thought of it to use it as food.